Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
BJ, we opened the show kind of talking the Rams, and the Rams, you know, listen, as you said, they're in that mix, they're in that conversation, four, five, six teams at the top that can win the Super Bowl. One team that is definitely not, I would say, is the Denver Broncos. But we at least got a little clarity on the Denver Broncos this afternoon as they named Teddy Bridgewater their starting quarterback, choosing him, of course, over Drew Locke, who got the majority of the starts last year. Teddy Bridgewater, of course, coming from Carolina, where he struggled, but we know how it goes. New regime, new head coach, new offensive coordinator. He was a new quarterback there coming from New Orleans. Locke, of course, did not do very much to impress, 8-10 in two seasons. But first of all, again, another story that you and I both live here on the West Coast happened a little bit earlier in the day. First reaction when you saw that Teddy Bridgewater is now your starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
I loved it because I like Teddy Bridgewater. I always have. I think Teddy Bridgewater is one of those guys that gets a real bad rap for getting hurt. When you think about it, like he was drafted to be the Vikings franchise quarterback, and he had a freak accident in a practice and broke his leg in multiple places. It was all could have been a career-ending injury. And then he was in two really bad situations. Well, the Saints weren't in a bad situation, but you're backing up Drew Brees, so you're not going to get on the field. And when he did get on the field and he played and did spot work, he threw 9 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions, so he was very productive there. Then he goes to Carolina, where you got DMC coming off of a Darren McFadden. You got McCaffrey. You got McCaffrey coming off of the season ending injury. No receivers. That team's depleted. Ron Rivera's moved on. The defense has moved on. Cam Newton's moved on. And they're in a total rebuild. They go 4-12, but I mean he played as well as you possibly could. And now he gets an opportunity with some serious weapons around him on offense. You talk about Sutton, Judy, Hamler, Gordon, and Williams, the rookie running back out of North Carolina. I love this for Teddy Bridgewater. He has a chance now to actually, well, I think the Broncos, I'm not, don't get me wrong, I think they're just going to surprise some people because people think maybe they're a 5-6 win team. I might got him at 9 or 10 wins this year because you do have a veteran quarterback like Teddy Bridgewater. So I love this. I love this decision. Plus, it shows your boy Elway. I'll let you get more into that, but it kind of shows you what Elway can do.
My boy Elway. First of all, I am so with you on Teddy Bridgewater. First of all, people forget this, and I know you didn't forget. Again, you know sports, but the people that don't follow it day to day, was the Minnesota Vikings starting quarterback, gets him to the playoffs, missed field goal away from basically making the NFC Championship game, deep run in Minnesota. He has that horrific leg injury, and I think just coming back from that, to me, is a testament about who he is, how much he loves football, and basically, again, the kind of character that he has, the kind of leadership that he has, all that stuff. Then, on top of that, he's in New Orleans, he's hanging out, it's Drew Brees, he's the backup, he's got kind of that Jameis Winston treatment, learning from Drew Brees. I don't even know how much he learned because he was already a good quarterback before he got there, but he gets thrown into this situation where Drew Brees hurts himself in LA. We're just talking about the Rams, they're playing the Rams, Drew Brees goes down, gets thrown into the fire, keeps him afloat, helps the Saints get to the playoffs, 68% completion percentage that year, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, Sean Payton doesn't put too much on his plate, and it's like every situation he goes to, he makes the most of it, he does his best. I don't blame him for last year with Carolina. Again, not only first year head coach, first time NFL head coach with a coordinator who basically emerged out of nowhere in Joe Brady the year before coming from college as well. So I'm a Teddy Bridgewater guy like you're a Teddy Bridgewater guy. What I don't know that I am a guy of is your boy John Elway. And, John Elway, iconic player. I think we can all agree, pretty good football player back in his day. Won a couple Super Bowls. Yep. So, he knows how to throw the pigskin around. But as we've learned time and time and time again throughout, our coverage of sports, is that just because you're a great athlete does not make you a great owner or a great general manager or a great coach. And I want to be careful what I say because Charles Barkley now doesn't speak to Michael Jordan because of what he said to Michael Jordan. Ooh. So in case Michael Jordan's listening, I just want to make sure I don't cross any lines. MJ, I'm sorry. I love you. You're the GOAT. But back to John Elway. I want to go through a list of guys, and I want you to tell me what they have in common. One, if you can even remember who these people are.
Okay.
There's a guy named Trevor Siemian.
Yeah.
Paxton Lynch.
Yep.
Case Keenum.
Case.
Joe Flacco. Drew Locke. Brock Osweiler.
Ouch.
Do you know what those gentlemen all have in common?
Yeah, I think I do. Can I take John Elway for 500, Aaron?
John Elway brought them into the organization, Mr. QB. I mean, imagine if I was this hotshot radio host and I said, VJ's off tonight, I'm going to bring in a co-host. And I bring in somebody that can't even speak the language or has never watched sports. I mean, I don't know if that's the exact equivalent, but you're an iconic quarterback.
Yeah.
You can't find anybody that's even half competent. And what's so interesting to me, how different is his reign and is his regime looked at if Peyton Manning doesn't fall into his lap?
Yep.
And that's something that I was just talking to producer Rob about this before the show. Producer Rob and I were talking is last week with Tim Tebow, and we don't need to relitigate Tim Tebow, that whole situation. But if you remember, they make the playoffs that year. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tim Tebow went into that offseason as the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos, and John Elway was on the record saying he is our guy. If Peyton Manning, one of the two or three most gifted quarterbacks in the history of the sport, does not fall into his lap, what is John Elway's record as a general manager and an executive VP of the Denver Broncos looks like? Peyton Manning covered up a lot of warts for this guy. So, whatever. He's an iconic player, but you talk about a general manager and specifically evaluating the quarterback position. It doesn't get much worse.
Listen, let's even just go back to the Peyton Manning thing. You're right. He covered up a lot of warts, but he only did it for a year. That second year with the defense wins that Super Bowl and holds Cam Newton to 15-1 Carolina Panther team with the NFL MVP on it. They won that game by causing turnovers. That offense mustered a robust 184 yards in the Super Bowl led by Peyton Manning. So you're right. It's not even about being lucky he fell in your lap. You were just thanking your lucky stars and blessed that he fell in your lap. Other than that, he's 0 for everything. Let's just say it like that. He's 0 for everything as far as a quarterback. Those names, dude, Case Keenum, Brock Osweiler. Like, are you kidding me? And just with Elway, what it feels like, Aaron, is that he, instead of just building a great franchise, he's almost sadistically like, I gotta get a quarterback because I was the quarterback. No, dude, build the franchise. You don't see Lynch up in San Francisco going after safety after safety after safety.
He's only drafted safety.
He's building a franchise. That's what you gotta do. And Elway, it just feels like he's looking for that QB when you've let a lot of guys. Look, we could probably say Teddy B fell into his lap. They wanted to try to do the Aaron Rodgers deal that was on the table and rumored through everybody in NFL circles draft weekend. But I mean, you're 0 for everything just like that. He can't pick a quarterback, and hopefully this time he said, you know what, I can't go with Drew Locke. We have a very favorable opening schedule. I think they're 4-2 after their first six games. I love the schedule.
Well,
you gotta play Teddy. But to your point about Elway, he's 0 for everything, brother.
He is 0 for everything. I am with you. I think Teddy Bridgewater is actually going to be really good there. And as you said, very manageable schedule. They do start on the East Coast at Giants, at Jaguars, but then they get the Jets. You talk about, I don't want to say anything is a cakewalk in the NFL, but there's a very reasonable chance that they start 3-0.
Yeah, it's 3-0.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
By the way, VJ, I was in yesterday with TJ Houshmandzadeh, and I asked him, you know, I said, well, you know, who of us is the guy that throws money at the pole and who's at the pew?
Okay.
And he's like, I don't hang out at those places. And he wasn't talking about church. So I don't know if you want a cop to having spent some time in an adult establishment. Now, see, I'm not Rob Parker that's putting people through college, but I might get him a meal or two. You know, I mean, listen.
Yeah.
I mean, one. Yeah, Don Brown. Don Brown knows what's up. You know. Yeah, parking pass money, as Rob Garris said. Listen, girl, you know, I'm just saying, you know, that dining plan doesn't pay for itself. Yeah. You know, I can't pay for room and board, but you know, you get a couple swipes at the dining hall. Yeah. I'm guilty as charged. TJ is more a man at the pew. I'd call myself more a man throwing a couple dollars at the pole.
Okay, well then that means if they did an intro for us, it would be one guy. Both of them likes to throw money at the pole.
One guy and throws money at the pole. One guy throws more money. At
more
the pole.
Money at the pole and eats the wings there, the lemon pepper wings there. No, I'm with you, bro. I'm a weird adult club guy because I'm probably the guy in there trying to change them and stuff. Like, why are you doing this? You're so beautiful. Like, you don't have to do this. Like I'm Captain Save them in there while I'm still throwing the dollars. Like, here, take this 20, but listen, let's go have an espresso after this at Starbucks. Let's talk about this. What's going on with you? Where's your daddy at? What happened? So I'm that guy, but I'm with you. I'm in there with you, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Well, I'm not at the pew.
I'll tell you, that guy is better than the guy that's convinced that the young lady is in love with him because she's batting her long eyelashes. But anyway, listen, we cannot get off topic because we're gonna get ourselves in trouble here. Chris and Rob out, Aaron Torres and VJ Husky, two men that have thrown a little cash at the pole, are in honor of Rob Parker. But I want to transition. You know, we're at this time in the NFL where the preseason is winding down, but it's still this fascinating time where there's so much going on. We talked about Teddy Bridgewater being named a starter. We talked about Trevor. Well, we didn't talk about it, but Trevor Lawrence was officially named the Jaguar starter today. And one, I guess you could call it, quarterback derby right now that is still very much up in the air is what's going on in New England. Now, we all know that Mac Jones is the long-term answer there, but Cam Newton, I think most of us still expect to kind of be under center there in week one. What's interesting is two things. Mac Jones, first of all, the Patriots had a closed-door group scrimmage with the New York Giants today. Mm-hmm. The Giants had their starting defense, and Mac Jones went, our boy John Elway, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady on those Giants. 25 of 27, 18 straight completions. And what makes this that much more interesting, VJ, is Cam Newton was not there. And Cam Newton was not there because of a confusion with COVID testing, but it came out in that confusion that it's pretty clear that he has not been vaccinated, even if he has not publicly said it. Basically, he had to get tested. The way in which he had to be tested kind of verified that he has not been vaccinated. I am not generally you have to get vaccinated if you don't want to. I do think the quarterback has a little bit of a different responsibility to his team. But what I just want to talk about in general is this. We always have this notion that a starting quarterback, that an NFL player should never lose their job over an injury. Do you think this Cam Newton thing falls in line with this, where Cam Newton is out for his own self-inflicted decision and Mac Jones balls out?
Well, I'm a big Cam Newton fan, but I'm going to take the fan hat off and put on the sports broadcast journalist hat and keep it a buck. If this is Cam's fault, then if you lose your job, I can't defend you. If this whole thing's your fault, now part of me is like, okay, how the heck does he make a how's he getting the mistaken test?
TJ,
and
let me jump in real quick, and I don't mean to cut you off. Yeah. I was talking to TJ about this yesterday. I am a person, I don't believe that anyone should be obligated to get the vaccine in the NFL if they don't want it.
Okay.
But with that said, I do think the quarterback is a little bit of a different deal. They're supposed to be the leader. They're supposed to set the example. So now Cam Newton, even if he is the starter, even if he is definitively better than Mac Jones, it's not the same as a starting offensive guard or your outside linebacker that has to miss time. And now we're not even extrapolating it out to the regular season, where imagine if Cam Newton or any of these quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins, it's week 16 and you're in the wild card chase and you need a win and Kirk Cousins isn't there. So I want to get to the Mac Jones element of all this in a minute, but do you believe, and you can tell me I'm 100% wrong, do you believe that quarterbacks have a little bit of a different responsibility when it comes to the vaccine?
No, I just think that everybody has the same responsibility, because football is the ultimate team sport. You need all 53 guys and 15 practice squad player guys and every coach and every trainer and every position guy. You need everybody. So I don't want to just put it on one guy, because we always want to uphold the quarterback position. But if your left tackle's out, that doesn't help. If your start running back's out, that doesn't help. If your top five receiver in the NFL is out for coach, that doesn't help if you're missing those guys. So no, I don't agree with that. The quarterback has an added, I think that's a narrative that's popped up over the last few days, has this added responsibility. You're already the quarterback, so you already have all the responsibility. You can't get no more responsible than what you already have as a quarterback, just my opinion. So I don't think that that's the case. Should you lose your job to injury as a quarterback? Absolutely not. I know we've seen it before, and it kind of worked out for one guy, one team, one coach, one owner, right? So everybody wants to lean on that one, right?
Sure. For real.
Everybody wants to lean on Mo Williams laying the sledgehammer to my man from Washington State, Big Drew, on the sideline and pretty much changing the fortunes of the New England Patriots. Name me the other guy. Name me the other guy that came in and lost his job. Maybe Dak and Romo, but Romo was on the back end. Right? So it only happened like one time or twice that people can really point to. I don't think so. But once again, back to my first point, if this is on Cam, then even as a fan, I can't defend him, because you're making a decision to do something and put yourself in a precarious position and affecting your team. But I also want to know, how in the heck is he taking the mistake, or whatever the story is, the mistaken test or taking the wrong test? Like, how is he giving the wrong test? Like, where's the mix up there is what I want to know.
Well, it doesn't change the problem that he is still going to be under a different set of testing protocols, and he is going to be, you know, a stricter contact tracing protocols, all that stuff.
Sure.
With that said, like I said a minute ago, I think everybody thought, and everybody I still think thinks, except for me, that Cam Newton is going to be the week one starter. What I'll tell you is this, VJ. I'm a Mac Jones guy. I'm a Mac Jones apologist.
Man.
And let me explain why. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the world like I claimed in hour one. Go back and listen to the podcast. I was being a little sarcastic there. I would not have taken him ahead of Trevor Lawrence, and I would not have taken him ahead of Justin Fields.
Okay.
But, and I was a huge Justin Fields guy, but I did not understand this idea that it was inconceivable that he goes number three overall to the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan has a history with a quarterback very similar to him. Actually, a couple, Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. And the fact in what, two things, what he did at Alabama, which I'll get into in a minute, and then the guy that you were talking about taking over him, who you took, Trey Lance, who I don't dislike Trey Lance, played one game at the FCS level last year. In terms of the Alabama, well, anyone could do what he did at Alabama. They, as David Gascon said, what is that guy? No, I'm kidding. I love Gascon. But, you know, Jalen Waddle, first round pick, Devontae Smith, Heisman Trophy winner, Najee Harris, first round pick. I get that argument. Gascon, if you're listening, I love you, man. That is a legitimate argument. My argument is this. Everyone keeps telling me, well, anyone could have done it, Alabama. What Mac Jones? Well, how come No one has literally in the history of college football put up the stat 77% completion percentage, the highest completion percentage in the history of college football. That's without Jalen Waddle, by the way, a top 10 pick for about six or seven games. I'm just saying. I'm not saying he is the next Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. I just never understood this idea why it was so inconceivable that he could go so high in the draft, and I think he's making me look good right now.
Listen. Let's stop this, okay? Let's stop with the, just last year. Name me the last Alabama quarterback, and I'll do better than that, guys. I'll do better because that's low-hanging fruit. You guys know me. I want the tangerine that's hot, ain't nobody touch, ain't no bugs been on, that shiny big one at the top. I want to climb the tree and get that. Show me the Nick Saban quarterback, and I'll let you go all the way back to Michigan State. Show me the Nick Saban quarterback that's coming to the NFL and done anything. There's two guys in the NFL right now. Everybody's questioning Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa. There's two guys right there that people don't even believe in, but you're going to believe in Mac Jones. Like these Alabama quarterbacks, if I can hand to Trent Richardson, I can hand to Derrick Henry, and I can hand to Mark Ingram. Oh, by the way, there's another Heisman Trophy winner there with Mark Ingram, and I can hand the ball. I'm throwing to Julio, Ruggs, who else? Waddle. I mean, Ridley, Calvin Ridley. Like, come on. Like, it's the system there, and I'm being protected by NFL-style linemen, and my NFL-style defense keeps giving me the ball back time and time again. Now, to last year, I'm not going to knock the numbers. What I will say is this. COVID last year, a lot of players on a lot of these teams opted out, did not play. That was not, I don't want to call it not a true, you know, college football season, but like, come on, there were a lot of things that just the stars fell right for Mac Jones last year. Alabama was still good. They were still going to win it.
I want to push back on the stars fell right. One, a first-round NFL talent got hurt four games in. Two, he played against the toughest schedule in the history of college football. That's not hyperbole.
Oh,
10 regular season games against SEC only. There was no New Mexico State, Utah Valley, Central Connecticut.
There's Kentucky. There's Vanderbilt.
Kentucky has a Josh Allen for the Jaguars was a top 10 pick for Kentucky.
Come on, man.
10 SEC only games. Then you play Florida in the SEC championship game. Then you play Notre Dame. Then you play Ohio State. That is the toughest schedule in the history of college football, bar none. And he put up the best completion percentage in the history of college football without a first-round pick at wide receiver against the toughest schedule in college football.
And I would really agree with you on the schedule thing if it didn't fall into a COVID season. I would give you that if it did not fall into a COVID season. You have to put that into the equation, Aaron.
Well, and I would say this. You know, you mentioned Tua. The argument with Tua was he was terrible in big games. I mean, he got embarrassed against Clemson in that natty. Now, he played well in the second half against Georgia, but that when he became the starter, terrible in the second half against Clemson, or terrible against Clemson in the natty. You know, he's banged up in a couple other games. The Orange Bowl against Oklahoma. He played well, but it was really the run game, and it was really the O-line. There was never a question. I mean, Mac Jones, the sample size was much smaller, but I mean, he was phenomenal in Alabama's biggest games. And you can tell me COVID this, COVID that. Ohio State still has a bunch of dudes that are playing in the league. They got a bunch of dudes across the board that are NFL guys. He put up 50-something points.
And a quarterback that you and I both like and love with some broken ribs, too, who was still out there slinging it around and doing his thing. That game could have easily went another way or been a whole lot closer than it was if the quarterback's not out there playing with some banged-up ribs. Listen, I think Alabama would have won the championship last year. I picked them. But when you look at just the entire scope of it, to try to put it in the lap of Mac Jones, we've heard this before. A.J. McCarron, Greg McElroy. Like, we've heard these names before. These guys are going to come into the league because they did this at Alabama, did this in Alabama, did this. Every quarterback there plays. They may not have had that percentage.
Feel the same way about Joe Burrow? One good year, a lot of NFL talent around him?
I'm very concerned about Joe Burrow, number one, because he's already been hurt. That always worries me about young quarterbacks. And Cincinnati decided to go with a guy who apparently can't separate and is really struggling in Ja'Marr Chase. That's what happens when you take a year off. That's what happens when you take a year off. And also, Sewell, I was actually kind of wrong because I thought he was LT1, and he felt he's LT1, and every scout thought he was LT1. But I'm watching these preseason games, and I'm watching him get blown by and get kind of pushed around by these NFL defensive linemen. Who did not play last year? Penei Sewell. Some of the other guys that did play, Terrence Marshall, receiver from LSU, played last year, and he looks great because he's coming off of a year where you've played already. So that's my concern with Joe Burrow. You can put names on pieces of paper, but he's already been hurt. They don't have the line there, and he only has the 1 year. I don't want to pay attention to that because you said something about Trey Lance that's important. You're right. He did only play one game, but his quarterback coach is an NFL guy, and every NFL guy that looked at him that judges these quarterbacks said, no, this guy can run an offense, call his own plays, adjust, get out of plays, audible. Like, no, Trey Lance, he's going to need some seasoning, but no. This kid can do it because we're the guys who do this for a living. We're telling you, the Mac Jones thing just kind of feels like we want somebody other than Cam Newton to play for the New England Patriots. I'm going to just say it and be real about it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We opened the show with the Los Angeles Rams, and for people who are getting in their car, haven't been in front of a computer all day, early this morning, to some degree, they solved the issue that they have at running back. Cam Akers gets hurt earlier this preseason. They need somebody at running back. They trade for Sony Michel, fifth and sixth round pick to the New England Patriots. In return, they get a guy who's rushed for just about 2,300 yards over the course of three seasons, 900 plus yards in 2018 and 2019. Last year was limited to some injuries. They did not pick up the option, I should say, the New England Patriots. So he was going to be a free agent anyway. First of all, we know in hour one we talked about you like the Rams, maybe even a little bit more than I do. What does this move do for them, in your opinion?
I think it puts them in a conference championship game. I think it gives them the solid running game that they're going to need against San Francisco twice, Seattle twice, and Arizona twice, and also just a tough schedule with some other NFC teams that they have to play. You have to run the football and play defense. They got the defense apart down. Now, this is why I also like this move, because if they don't get a running back, and then once again, you got to put everything on Matthew Stafford, given the weapons. He had weapons in Detroit, too. There was some receiver up there that actually just did an interview with a few weeks ago by the name of, Megatron, that just went into the Hall of Fame, who he had there, too. But they never really had a solid running game up there with some other deficiencies. That would have been the same thing this year. So being that now they have a solid running back, I think that it takes pressure off of him. He can turn and hand to a guy 20, 24 times a game, and the defense is going to do its thing. You got the weapons of Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods and Higbee at the tight end position, so you got the weapons to throw to. I think that they are a legitimate, and I'll stamp it again, conference championship game. There's my one team that I'll plug in there right now.
So I'm glad you brought up Matt Stafford. I'm glad you just said what you said about them making the conference championship game, because there is a lot of buzz in the Los Angeles area about basically the fact that this is the best chance yet in the Sean McVay era of winning a Super Bowl. And what I always say, VJ, is this, is that I do believe that there is a difference between teams that are good enough to get to the Super Bowl, to get to a conference championship game, and to actually win it. Just last year, Buffalo Bills, incredible season. We'll get to the Bills in a minute. But you saw what happened against KC, and they were not a team that, as good as they were getting to the AFC Championship game, there was no scenario where they were beating KC and Tampa Bay back-to-back. And so I want to start with the Rams, because in Vegas right now, they are about the fifth to sixth favorite, depending on what sports book. I'm just looking at one right now. Don't know if the Odd Couple has any sports book affiliation, so I won't name it, but they're plus 1,400, which this was before today's trade, which makes them 14-1 to win it. I believe the Rams are good enough to win it. I believe we can call them a contender. I do not see the scenario where they do win it, though, because I don't trust Matt Stafford, who has never played in high leverage games well, 2-10 in games that are decide. You know, what was the stat? It was 0-7 in games that had playoff implications.
Yeah.
0-2 in playoff games. And so when I see people putting their hard earned money on the Rams, I believe they're a contender. I do not believe that they can win it with a guy that has never won a playoff game that we are now asking to win a minimum of three, maybe four.
I think they can, and I think Matthew Stafford can. And once again, it's a different team. This is not the Detroit Lions. You are not going against the NFC North division, as the great Chris Berman used to say, the black and blue division that other people have nicknamed, whatever you want to call it. You're not going against that. You're out here in the West now. He's in Cali. He's got a great coaching staff. I think, you know, I said it before in the show with you, I think McVay is slightly overrated as a play caller and a game manager and head coach. But I love the weapons. I love his arm. I love his moxie. This is the same guy that stayed in the game with a dislocated shoulder or broken collarbone or whatever it was and threw a game-winning touchdown pass. Stuff like that, you just can't measure. That it's just inside of a guy. He has that thing that's just inside. And in a playoff game, when they need a play, you have a quarterback that you know has the big arm. I don't care if you ain't been in the moment. Sometimes you got to be in the moment. You know what I'm saying? To actually be in the moment. He hasn't been there. We don't know what he's going to do if he gets to a conference championship game. We can't just write it off as, oh, well, he's never been there, so he's not going to play good. Yeah, there's always a quarterback that's gotten to their first conference championship game and won their first conference championship game. So I think he has all the tools. Like I said, I've been a fan, so I'm going to stick by that. I like him in the conference championship game. It's just whether I got him playing the Packers or the Bucks.
Did you say that he has moxie and what did you say something about moxie and confidence?
Yeah,
in big games?
I think he's got a ton of moxie. He's got a ton of what some people would call arrogance or confidence or moxie or grapefruits, whatever you want to use.
The reason I bring it up, these stats are via Bernie Fratto, our good friend, straight out of Vegas.
Yeah,
you can hear him.
Bernie
did pre and post game with the Detroit Lions. Matt Stafford is 10-65 against teams with winning records.
That's fine.
It's fine. What do you mean it's fine?
Because that's with the Lions. I told you have to incorporate that. I'm not letting that ride. Just like if you had to play for the Bengals. Just like if you had to play for the Browns. Let's stop acting like he was playing for like the Giants or San Francisco or the Cowboys. He was playing for the Detroit Lions, a team who went winless. Not once, but twice, right? Didn't they go winless
that
twice?
That is a 13% win percentage against teams with winning records.
Listen, I'm not listening. I get the numbers. That's fine. But when I still do put on the tape, I watch a guy who played a lot of good football also, too. And I'm going to hinge on that. While everybody else wants to hinge on the bad stuff, I'll be the guy that says, you know what? I'm out here in L.A. I don't like, I'm not an L.A. fan or L.A. But you know what? I'm going to ride with one squad this year. I'll cheer for the Rams. I'll do the home team thing. Oh. I'll cheer for the Rams. I'll cheer for Matthew Stafford. And I got them in the conference. Just remember, guys, where you were hearing this.
Well, no, I mean, it's not a hot take to say they're in the conference finals.
I don't do hot takes.
In the NFC Championship game. I mean, they're the fifth favorite in Vegas.
Yeah.
I think the talent's there. I just don't trust a guy that has a 13% win percentage in games against teams. We're not talking about game against playoff teams. We're not talking about teams that are Super Bowl. We're talking about above 500. I don't want to get too wrapped up on Matt Stafford because I want to get to some other teams.
You're right about that, though. If I can say that really quick, you're right about that. I give you that. The numbers don't look good. But I'm going to hinge on he's going to change his fortunes this year.
Sean McVay may be a miracle worker if that's the case.
You guys all love him.
Well, I mean, whatever. Let's move on because I want to get to a coach that I actually do love, and that's Kevin Stefanski, who I thought did a phenomenal job last year with the Cleveland Browns taking the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hands. I love Baker. I love that moxie. You talk about a guy that really does believe in himself in the moment, but unfortunately he believed in himself too much in the moment, and Freddie Kitchens believed in him too much 2 years ago. Kevin Stefanski comes in, puts the ball in Nick Chubb's hands. Nick Chubb gets that big extension this year, as he deserved. Do you believe the Cleveland Browns are a Super Bowl not a contender. I don't like the word contender because contending means you're in the conversation. Are they a team that is good enough to win the Super Bowl? Because they're another one. We talk about how talented they are. I don't know that I trust Baker to win 3-4 high-leverage playoff games.
Football 101, you must run the football and you must stop the run. Who has the number one rated offensive line in all of football? The Cleveland Browns. Who has one of the most top rated defensive lines and run stopping defenses in the NFL? The Cleveland Browns. And now you got a quarterback, like you said, with some moxie. You got receivers. You got tight end. You got two running backs. Let's not forget about the backup that's there behind Chubb. And you have a solid defense. And you have a very winnable division, even though I think the Ravens are there. But the Bengals aren't winning that division. And the Steelers are not winning that division. So you have a chance to get a first-round playoff game at home. And maybe a bye, depending upon what happens with some other AFC teams. So I'm with you. I like them as a divisional possible conference championship game contender. If you go back to that Kansas City game, guys, let's remember, they're kind of a mistake or two. They're going in the end zone and the receiver fumbles the football. It's a really different game. And if they weren't blown out of that game, they just kept making too many mistakes and ended up losing and dropping that game at Kansas City. And they were game for it. And on the cusp of making that a closer game and taking the lead and just couldn't come through. So I'm with you. I like them as a contender. I'll give them Super Bowl contender because you just never know what happened. I like that you can run the football, and I like that you can stop the run. I'm with you on Baker. I like Baker. I like the offensive weapons, and I like the schedule in the division.
Yeah, I'm having a tough time articulating the word that I'm looking for because contender is so different.
Yeah.
There's a show called The Contender.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather was never on The Contender.
Ever.
Floyd Mayweather was a champion. And, we're not talking about the Bucks as a contender. We're talking about the Bucks. Can they go back-to-back? And so, these are teams that I look at that I think are a little bit overvalued. As I said, the Rams, the fifth favorite in Vegas right now, according to the odds I'm looking at. The Browns, the seventh favorite at plus 1,800. I want to get to another one.
Okay.
It's going to be controversial. you're probably going to yell at me. It's the Patriots and Mac Jones. No, I'm kidding.
We know.
Okay. It is actually the team that has the third best odds according to Vegas. KC is number one. Tampa is number two. The Buffalo Bills are number three. I think they're a contender. I think they're really good. They just made an AFC championship game last year. I love Sean McDermott. I'm not sold that Josh Allen is that dude. And I talked about this earlier as it pertained to Lamar Jackson. I said Lamar Jackson has been the same guy dating back to his freshman year at Louisville, and nobody has ever been able to figure out how to stop him. And so I don't believe that all of a sudden somebody is going to be able to magically figure out how to stop Lamar Jackson this offseason. What does that have to do with the Buffalo Bills? Well, Josh Allen, I almost called him Josh Jackson, the wing that plays for, I think, the Memphis Grizzlies.
You got basketball on your mind.
Yes, yeah. Josh Allen, he has been a guy that historically has the big thing about him is accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Year one in the NFL, 53% completion percentage. Year two, 59% completion percentage. Last year when he did play like an NFL MVP candidate, and oh, by the way, had them in the AFC Championship game, almost a 70% completion percentage. So from 58.8% to 69.2%. This is why I don't believe the Buffalo Bills will win the Super Bowl. Because you're asking Josh Allen to repeat numbers that completely have no, you know, there's no similarity between what he did last year and what he has done at any point in his career. I'm not saying he's going back to 58%. I do not believe that he will stay at the 70% completion percentage mark, 37 touchdowns, even with the extra game. I don't see those numbers. I think the Bills take a step back.
I think they take a step back, but it kind of still sits them where they are because the Jets are terrible. We don't know what we're going to get out of New England, and I think most people think Miami's anywhere between a 10 or a 12-win football team. The Buffalo Bills are a 13, 12-win football team. So it's going to look like a step back, but they still might end up with the same record. I like all the stuff you're saying about Josh Allen, but I'm going to go to something else with the Bills, and I just don't like their running game.
Okay.
I don't like their running game at all. Finished 25th in the league last year, and it showed up in the game in Kansas City where they could not run the football, and Kansas City said, okay, we're just scheme to your quarterback. We'll make you throw 40, 50 times today, and eventually you're going to throw it to one of our guys. Who'd he throw it to? He threw one to Honey Badger, and that was kind of like, okay, they couldn't move the football. They couldn't score. They turned the football over. I think he'll be fine because I like their offensive weapons, and they have added some speed, and they do bring back a rookie from last year with a lot of speed from the slot position and as a kick returner. But I just think that their running game is gonna suffer, and I just don't think you can just turn that on when you finish 25th the year before. I'm 50-50 on Josh Allen. I see why people like him. Got a lot of moxie, 6'5", 235, big guy, runs, lowers his shoulder, and he's a leader. I'll give him all of that. But I've never seen the Buffalo Bills win anything, not in the AFL, not on Madden, not on Tecmo Bowl, Super Tecmo Bowl, 10-yard fight for you older heads on Nintendo. I've never seen the Buffalo Bills win nothing. So it's hard for me to pick them to win anything. And I feel like if the Ravens don't leave everything on the field in Tennessee, that could also be a different playoff game. I mean, the week before that, the Colts, they had that game. They missed a field goal, and Rivers overthrows a receiver that's wide open and so for a touchdown. That's a different game, too. So they didn't walk through the playoffs to get to the conference championship game. But I'm with you. I take a step back. I think they'll lose in the divisional round this year.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.